What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Hey, my friend, welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach. I'm an ads expert, and most importantly, I'm a dad. And this show is where we help established online course creators and coaches create more profit, more impact with less hustle. All right, let's get into it. All right. What's up, my friend? Welcome to the podcast. This is another quick tip episode here on the show. And we just wrapped up our first in-person retreat for my accelerator coaching program. At the time recording this, we just got back from Vegas a few days ago, and it was so much fun. It had been 2.5 years since we have gotten together. And the last time that we were together was literally the day before the world changed, essentially. The second weekend there in March of 2020. And so this has been a long time coming, and it exceeded our expectations. Big shout out to Shannon and Ryan from The Social Bungalow. If you're not following Shannon on Instagram and on her email list, and Shannon is just amazing, The Social Bungalow. We did our event at Shannon and Ryan's coffee shop, Bungalow Coffee. Not surprising if you know anything about me, you know I love my coffee. Well, anyway, on top of their coffee shop in Vegas, they have an event space. And we rented out the event space for a couple of days, and we had our event there, and it was awesome. So much fun. And already looking forward to our next live event here in San Diego later in the fall. So anyway, if you are interested in applying for my accelerator coaching program, if you're pushing up against a lot of overload, overwhelm in your business, you're not getting the results that you want, you know, really, if you're working too much, trying to figure out your team and your sales and marketing and your systems and processes, et cetera, then get in touch. It's application only. Go to rickmulready.com/accelerator, and we look forward to checking out your application. All right. So today I want to talk about increasing evergreen sales. And I want to share three tips with you. Evergreen is a big topic for so many of you, right? Whether you're doing it right now or not, or you're looking to start evergreen, it's kind of that elusive thing where people think like, well, I want to just evergreen my program or whatever it is that you're selling, right? Because I want to sit on a beach and just toes in the sand and have money falling down from the sky on me. I'm picturing that right now. And that is amazing. I love the thought of that. But, you know, evergreen, look, you know, the reality is evergreen is a lot of work. And once we set it up is what I'm talking about. Yeah, there's time to, it takes time to set an evergreen funnel up. But it's not a set it and forget it, right? It takes work. You have to optimize it. You have to keep an eye on it, and you have to be willing to go in and look at the data and make changes accordingly, right? And so the first tip I have for you in increasing webinar sales. So for this quick tip episode, I'm going to talk about an evergreen webinar funnel, right? So somebody, you're sending traffic to a registration page, somebody registers for your webinar, then for whatever the time is they sign up for, I'll talk about that here in just a second, whenever it is that you are offering it to them, whether it's, you know, right in the thank you page or scheduling a time, that's the funnel I'm talking about, right? They watch the webinar, hopefully, and then you follow up with them with an offer. Same exact thing that you would do for a live webinar, but this is evergreen, okay? And that really leads me to this first point I want to make. One of the big questions I get is, what is a good, quote unquote, conversion rate for an evergreen webinar funnel, right? And the answer to this is not so easy because this depends on so many different factors, right? It depends on like price, right? What is the price of your offer that you are making in your funnel, right? What type of offer is it? Is it a course? Is it a coaching program? Are you offering a, you know, scheduled time on your calendar to come talk to you or your team or whatever that might be, right? So there's a lot of different factors that go into what is a good, quote unquote, evergreen conversion rate, okay? And across the board, when you are looking at evergreen versus a live webinar, expect all, pretty much across the board, all of your evergreen stats to be about half of your live launch stats, right? So if you convert on the webinar, let's just say when you do a live webinar launch at, I don't know, 10%, well, then roughly when you do an evergreen funnel, you can expect about a 5% conversion rate. Same thing for like an opt-in page, right? To a registration page. If you're registering at, let's just say, 42% for a live webinar, well, again, you can expect about half of that, right? Now, this is a rough estimate, roughly half of that for evergreen. But that's not really the key that we're looking at here in this first tip, okay? This tip is, I want, rather than looking at what is the conversion rate on the evergreen webinar itself, I recommend going on the lead to sale conversion rate. And that is the number of sales that you have while your enrollment is open, right? And by the way, do not go with this false scarcity of you can't enroll in this program after this day when in fact you can absolutely enroll in it, right? By somebody, if you go back and opt into the exact same funnel, and depending on how you have it set up, right? When you are doing an evergreen funnel, I'm going to go off on a little tangent here right now. When you're doing an evergreen funnel, do it with integrity, right? The offer should not be that this offer goes away and you can't get it after tomorrow or whatever it is that you're doing. An evergreen offer should really be some sort of, maybe you have a special bonus that you're offering them, right? You're trying to get people to take action because it's that action that they take is how you are actually going to help them with whatever it is that they're struggling with, right? So maybe it is a special price reduction, which I don't love the special with the price reductions, but maybe it is a bonus that goes away or whatever it is, right? But you're not saying, oh, this is closed after today. Because this is evergreen, right? It's not, don't do false scarcity like that, okay? But anyway, lead to sale conversion rate. What you're looking for is during your evergreen funnel, right? So like, let's just say I opt in today and register for your webinar, and then I sign up for the webinar for tomorrow, and then there's an open, you know, the cart open period is like 3 days or what have you. I say cart open is the special offer period is available for 3 days, right? So we're looking at total number of sales during that time divided by the total number of leads, okay? So you can look at it on a 30-day period. You can look at it on a quarterly period. Total number of sales divided by the total number of leads. That's your lead to sale conversion rate. I am becoming less and less concerned with whether evergreen or a live webinar, by the way, about the conversion rate on the webinar. Because look, our show up rates are what? Between 20 and 30%, 30% if you're lucky. Show up rates on webinars have, for the most part, right? I know some people who have, and we have people in Accelerator who have amazing show up rates that are definitely outliers. But in general, the show up rates are not very good. What I want to look at, what I want to see, and one of the first questions I ask when I'm trying to diagnose what's going on with a funnel, what is the lead to sale conversion rate? Again, this whether this is evergreen or live, the conversion rate on the webinar or from like during the webinar time period, I'm not so concerned about that. I want to know how many people, how many sales were there divided by how many people signed up for the webinar funnel. Okay. And so I want you to optimize for that. Optimize for the lead to sale conversion rate rather than the webinar conversion rate. And that is the first tip to increasing your sales. Because when we're looking at the total lead to sale conversion rate, again, it could be on the webinar, but it also could be your special offer open period, you know, your open cart period, if you will. All right. So that way, you're looking at the big picture and breaking down the overall funnel to figure out what part of the funnel is there a breakdown for that we can use to optimize and thus increase sales. So a lot of people, again, just to recap, a lot of people are looking at, well, what is my webinar conversion rate? Honestly, becoming less and less in my book, and this has been this way for a while, I don't necessarily, I mean, yeah, it's a stat I look at, but it's, I'd much rather look at what is the lead to sale conversion rate, total number of sales divided by total number of leads. And I'll look at this on a weekly basis, a monthly basis, and a quarterly basis. Okay. So that is tip number one. Look at the lead to sale conversion rate rather than just the webinar conversion rate. Now, this leads me to tip number two, and that is shorten your open cart, quote unquote, period on your webinar, on your evergreen webinar funnel. So generally, if you do a live launch, right, and you know how I feel about live launches, if you've been listening to the podcast here for a while, yes, do they have their place in your business? Sure, right? But should we be doing one or two and relying solely on those as the health of our business? Heck no, unless you're doing cohorts. I did a whole episode about that, ruffled a whole bunch of feathers with that. But anyway, if you're doing evergreen webinar funnel, okay, and you're used to doing a quote unquote open cart period for your enrollment of 5 days, 7 days, or 10 days, you should not be doing 10 days, right? I want you to cut that in half. Okay. Now I realize I just gave you a whole bunch of numbers. I want you to think about shortening your open period post webinar from when somebody signs up for the webinar, right, to no more than 3 to 4 days. I actually like that 3 day is kind of a sweet spot. Now, granted, this is always something that you should be testing, but the open cart period on an evergreen webinar funnel is not, should not be, in my book, and what we've been seeing for a long time now, we get better results when you shorten that quote unquote open cart period, right? Again, like when you do a live launch, it's like 5 days or 7 days or what have you. I like that 3 days, maybe 4 days open period to get whatever that special offer is that you're offering in your funnel, right? And so this also begs the question, well, when does that 3 or 4 days, when is, let's just say you're doing 3 days, when does that 3 days start? It starts from when somebody either, if you have your webinar on the thank you page of when they register, it starts as soon as they register, right? Because they're going to get right to the webinar on the next page. Or if you're offering different times for them to sign up, and let's just say they sign up tomorrow, then your 3 days starts from the webinar that they signed up for. I'm trying to work this out in my head, visualize this. So if I register today, right, for your webinar, and I register for a time tomorrow, then your open cart period, if you will, begins tomorrow. Okay. Speaking of that, this is another bonus tip here, right? If you are offering different times, so if you're using, you know, I don't care what evergreen webinar tool that you're using, and you're offering different times, I would not offer beyond 48 hours. Sometimes I see people offering, now obviously there's always exceptions to this, right? So like if you're in the teaching space, for example, you're going to want to give multiple days and multiple options to make sure that you're offering times and days that work for teachers, right? This is knowing your audience, which is going to lead me to the next tip here in just a second. For the most part, I would not offer beyond like 48 hours. So for example, if today is a Wednesday when I'm recording this right now, if I go to your registration page to sign up for your webinar, I'm going to see, you know, times for today. I would see like a on-demand time, if you will, like I can watch it right now. And then I could, you know, a couple other times, then I could schedule something for tomorrow or the next day. So tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, I would not go beyond 48 hours. I would even say, well, I would keep it not beyond 48 hours. Because if I'm registering today and you're giving me the option to schedule like 5 days out, there is zero chance I'm watching that webinar because it's too far out from when I'm registering. Okay. So keep it to within 48 hours of the times available that you're making available. Okay. So that's tip number two is no more than, so your open cart, quote unquote, however, you know, again, this is not false scarcity, right? Whatever your special offer is, no more than 3 to 4 days from when the webinar is that they're watching and they've signed up to watch. It's a big mistake that I see a lot of people make. I've had several students, when they move to the 3 to 4 day open cart period from the 5 to 7 days that they were doing previously on Evergreen, just shortening that time up has increased sales. Because again, Evergreen is a different ballgame than live. Okay, so that's tip number two. Tip number three to increase your Evergreen webinar sales is to revise your messaging to align with what is current with the people that you serve, that you're wanting to help. Here's what I mean by this. So much changes, right? It is June of 2022. And already in the first 5.5 months of the year, so much is going on in the world. If you have one topic that you are teaching and you are not revising it based on whatever your people are going through, then you are missing out on serving your audience the way that they need to be served, right? You're underserving them based on what is current for them right now. A perfect example of this is in the teaching space, right? We have lots of teacher entrepreneurs in my accelerator coaching program. And geez, the teachers have gone through so much over the past couple of years, right? And I hear it firsthand. My younger sister's been a teacher for 25 years now. If you've been having one message to the teachers that you serve, and it is not relevant to what is current for teachers right now, you are missing an opportunity to be relevant to your audience and to serve them for where they're at, right? And this isn't just in the teaching space. And this is one of those things where I feel like I shouldn't have to include it in like, hey, here's a tip to increase sales, right? Because this is fundamental marketing. Fundamental running a business, serving your audience, the people that you want to be helping with, you know, helping and that you are in business to help, serving them for where they're at. So many times people get stuck on one topic that they teach on their Evergreen webinar and, you know, it ain't changing. It's not changing at all. It needs to be relevant to what your audience is going through. And so if you're noticing that your results are dropping, first and foremost, always break down all the stats along the funnel to see what the red flags are. What are the issues there? And then if you see that the results are just kind of dropping for no reason, I would 100% look at what your offer is on the webinar. Whatever it is that you're selling can be the exact same thing the whole time, but what your webinar is, the topic, what you're teaching in that needs to reflect what your people are going through so that you can be helping them in as relevant a way as possible, right? Because again, if you're sticking with one topic and you're not making the effort to understand what your audience is going through right now, you are under serving them. Okay, so this is a way to increase your sales. Again, it sounds so funny for me to say this out loud, but make the effort to be relevant to your audience. Serve them for where they are at. Okay, so my friend, those are the three tips. Oh, by the way, let's give you a bonus tip. Okay, and this is one that a lot of people ask about when doing an evergreen funnel, doing an evergreen webinar funnel is, well, should I offer the webinar on the thank you page? Meaning don't use an evergreen webinar software. They just register. But yeah, I want to watch this on-demand training. And there it is on the thank you page. So I register, go to the thank you page, boom, the training is right there, right? Your show up rate, quote unquote, is going to be huge because it's right there. They're landing on the page. But then you also have to be tracking how long people are watching the videos or the webinar. Whether you're doing that on the thank you page or not, you need to be watching that because that is very telltale on how good your webinar is, right? And so this is something that I like to test out, right? So whether it's on the thank you page right then and there, hey, you signed up for it. Here's the training. It's available for a certain period of time to get this, you know, the special offer that you have. Test that out. If you're using a webinar software tool, a lot of our students right now are getting great results, and I have no affiliation with them whatsoever, but with Stealth Seminar. They're getting great, great results with Stealth. And so if you offer times, number one, make sure that you offer the opportunity to for people to watch it right then and there. Because if they're registering, they're like, yeah, I want to watch this right now. Don't make them wait for it. Make it available to them. Make it easy. Remove the barrier for them, right? And then I would offer some times. And the times that you're offering need to be local to the user. And again, you have to know your audience. One of the best times for your audience to be watching, okay? And then offer them a few times. Not going out more than 48 hours, okay? So, my friend, those are three tips to increase your evergreen webinar conversions. Number one, focus on the lead to sale conversion rate rather than the webinar conversion rate. Because then when you're doing that, then you get to look at the entire funnel and figure out what's working, what's not working, and optimize accordingly. Number two, make sure that quote unquote open cart period is not your normal live launch open cart period of 5, 7, 10 days or whatever. 3 to 4 days max. I like that 3-day sweet spot. Again, test it. And then number three, third tip, revise that messaging so that you are aligning with what is current with the people that you serve. What are they going through right now? Because I would be very surprised that what they're going through right now is the exact same thing they were going through even maybe a month ago, right? So you've got to do the work. You've got to put the effort in to understand your audience. And I shouldn't even have to say that, but it is crucial. Got to do it. It's why you're in business. Thank you, my friends, for listening. As always, appreciate you. Until next time, be well, and I'll talk to you soon.